Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin.
I'm Shane.
And you are listening to the podcast that is making conspiracies fun again. Today, our subject, the Nazi side of the moon.
Oh.
The secret history of the space program.
This is the one you can not see. We're getting started early. God damn it.
Well, welcome to everyone. Thanks for listening. We're rapidly approaching the end of 2022. Been a great year.
Yeah, I've had a good time. Well, honestly, it's been a weird time. Everyone could say it's not a great time.
It hasn't been a great year.
No. It's one of those things where you like you really have some motivation and some velocity going before the pandemic, and then you come out on the other side, you're like, I'm 10 years older all of a sudden, and yeah, I don't want to do any of this shit. The fuck?
It's all right. I feel like 2023 is going to be my year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we've heard it here first.
Yeah, I think so. I got some big stuff in the works. We have some big stuff in the works for this podcast. Thank you for those who support us with a little bit of your hard-earned money. We definitely appreciate it.
We do, yeah.
Tell your friends.
Please do.
Please do.
Share the word. That's the best way to get this out. And we have we record 4 additional episodes for our patrons and for our Spotify premium members. So go ahead and sign up for that. $5, 4 extra episodes.
And you get the Discord, which is...
Yeah. Join the Discord even if you're not on Patreon.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You can?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
A secret. All which right. I revealed.
And with that, very excited about our topic today, and a great person to talk to it with. He's was originally a Raleigh comic, started here in Raleigh, and then moved to Chicago, where he's now a regular on the scene out there in the Midwest. Back in town. Welcome to the studio, Kenyon Adamczyk.
I'm happy to be here, man. Conspiracies are my jam.
Hell yeah.
Dad's a huge 9/11 truther.
Oh,
I grew up watching Zeitgeist.
Oh, yeah.
That's the flagship 9/11 movie. That was like my Charlie Brown.
That was your
I watched that in fourth grade, which is, I think, the ideal age to watch because it's such a shittily made film.
It is, yeah.
But it'll blow a fourth grader's brain. You're wow, they did it.
And you're America keeps holding the football and it keeps pulling it away when I try to kick it. God damn it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
When I try to get close to the truth about Tower 7, exactly. They pull it. They
do. It's so funny that you mentioned Tower 7 because I saw a recent set of yours at a Don't Tell comedy show produced by our friend Jordan Scott Huggins. And you had a bit on Tower 7.
I did have a bit on Tower 7.
And
the joke is that, thinking that had nothing to do with the federal government. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up one morning and, I text myself bit ideas and I woke up and I'm like, why did you text yourself Tower 7? And I was like, oh, because of Kenyon's bit.
Oh,
we've never really covered Tower 7.
Oh, you got to get, that's like the biggest one.
Oh, we should have done it. Well,
which is also a great Mexican joint in Wilmington.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, no, that's right. Because that's
burrito.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow, well, a lot of good stuff there.
Tower 7 all around.
Tower 7
I really failed on this research job here.
No,
man,
it's good.
It's always a good way to start.
I always come back. I'll bring in PowerPoints. Don't worry about it.
Well, do you? First of all, let's play this clip. This is a clip of these guys. They've made a living off stealing what's his name from the Daily Show, Jordan Klepper's bit, where he goes to like Trump rallies and interviews people, and they say the most ridiculous things. Well, this is a clip of these kind of knockoff Jordan Kleppers.
Okay. We passed Jordan in Brooklyn, and I was going to ask him ridiculous questions.
Do you guys say that as a credit?
Yeah, we passed him. It's like when you open for somebody, it's like, it doesn't really count.
No,
it's like,
this next comic, pass Jordan Klepper.
Yeah.
He's been seen with Jordan Klepper.
Yeah.
Just get a photo
this
real
next
quick.
Next guy handed chicken tenders to him.
That's so funny. Yeah. Did you guys see, this is off the subject, but 50 Cent is suing this woman because, like, she has a picture with 50 Cent that's, like, a legit picture that they took at a party.
Yeah.
And then she's also, like, selling this penis enhancement product. And then it's, like, a picture of, like, a black man with it blurred out with, like, an eggplant. And, so she, like, side by side in her advertisement. and he's like, I didn't endorse this at all.
That's so funny.
And so...
if you're doing something like that, I'm like, just let him have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to get the cash. I'm like, just let him do it.
Yeah. It's like when people steal from the grocery store. You're like, don't tell them, buddy. They need that food.
If you're committing a heist for a sandwich, come on.
Exactly.
Don't be a hero because you make $7.25.
Exactly.
Like, fucking stop.
All right. Go ahead and play
this
clip.
Here's a clip.
And this is fun.
I shoot food for a living all around the world.
Did you know that the Nazis were living on Mars?
Yep.
Really, I did.
Yeah, okay, because I just heard that right now.
I'm telling you, yeah. The more you know, the more you know.
Wait, so how long have you known this? See, my mind is a little bit blown right now.
Maybe a year?
Yeah, so what you're hearing is a doctor. She's a conservative doctor, like a medical doctor. And they ask her, did you know Nazis are living on Mars? And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Of course.
And they're kind of mind blown about it, and it sounds like a ludicrous conspiracy, but there is a conspiracy called the Secret Space Program that claims that Nazis found a UFO in Antarctica, reverse engineered it mm-hmm. until it worked, and have secretly colonized Mars without us knowing about it.
These people, I feel like, are they jealous? Because I imagine they hear Nazi propaganda, and they're not like
they're not turned
it.
Off.
Kind of like trying to get a condo in this Nazi fucking building in Mars?
Well,
are they? Because it's not like I don't think they're very much. They don't seem very anti-Nazi. You know?
No,
I think
not
they're.
At all.
I think they're.
They're moderate they're, on the issue.
I think
anything.
They're very Nazi.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: is this crazy idea that like. The gist of the secret space program is that Nazis found this UFO. They went to Mars. Mm. They built these super soldiers, right, to fight all these intergalactic like threats.
This is like Scientology meets World War II. This is kind of wild.
Yeah, this is like a good like plot for a film.
This should be like a good show. I'd watch the show. Yeah, we get Vince Gilligan on this. Like, this is a great fucking.
I like that they lost Earth, but they're like, I bet we can still beat the galaxy.
We can do. Yeah. You couldn't even beat Europe.
Yeah.
Well, and we're gonna talk about if there is some kind of truth to all this.
Well, that's where my mind went. Is there is an origin to this, and that most of the NASA people were Nazis.
Okay, yeah, they were.
Operation Paperclip.
That's right. This is what
happy U.S. government rescued a bunch of Nazis who brought us to the moon.
Yeah.
Well, this is exactly what we're talking about today. Is that there is a Princeton-based postdoctoral student who's writing. He calls himself a space historian.
Okay.
And he's been writing this account of the history of NASA, and he has found some like disturbing connections.
It's fucking dark. It's
very, very dark
in
how what was then called NACA, I think it's the National Association of Council to Aeronautics. It's something to do with the Council to Aeronautics. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the first two, but NACA was the precursor to NASA. And then in 1936, their leader, Dr. Lewis, was like going to Germany to look at their aeronautics program. Like this is like at the height of like the Hindenburg.
Oh yeah.
And so he goes to Germany in 1936. Now remember, we're still 3 years away from World War II. Mm-hmm. And I can't say like, remember like Joe Biden, the debate was like, we were friends with Nazi Germany before the war, I don't know that the US government had a friendly, cozy relationship with the Nazis. But
A lot of rich people in the U.S. did.
Did.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I say,
the financial interest in America.
They were very pro-Nazi. Yes. Henry Ford was very pro-Nazi.
Coca-Cola was mm-hmm. deeply invested in Germany. So there were a lot of financial and business mm-hmm. ties.
Yeah.
And there probably was more philosophical affinity for Hitler's message than Americans want to admit now.
America was extremely anti-Semitic. I mean, there are ships of Jewish refugees that they rejected
from Germany.
So it's like, as evil and as horrible as Hitler was, the problem is back in that era, it was kind of like, well, yeah, we hate the Jews.
Yeah, right.
Just don't go killing them. Like, that's pretty much how a lot of, these so quote-unquote civilized countries thought of themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. So like, that he goes over there, and 36, Dr. Lewis does, and he comes back and he's like, holy shit, they're ahead of us.
Oh.
He's like, they don't have better equipment, but what they have is they have better people. They have engineers who've been trained, and they are working on advanced aircraft far beyond anything that the U.S. has even come close to.
Well, damn.
And also, at the time, I don't know, we've talked about it. I don't know if you know about what's called the Nazi Bell. Have you ever heard of the Nazi Bell? Die Glocke. It's a supposed a hybrid UFO time travel machine that Hitler possessed.
I love the like they assign so many magical powers to Hitler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where I'm like, the dude lost. He was just a methed out lunatic. Like, his style of war isn't even smart.
Yeah.
It's just hit Poland with a bunch of tanks. That's not that hard.
Yeah.
Defeating Poland I'm sorry.
Have you seen that clip of him at, like, the Olympics?
Oh, yeah, where he's, like, methed out. He's just tweaking like crazy.
Tweaking out of his... He flunked out of art school. He just basically went to a couple open mics, started screaming about the Jews. And Germany was in such a bad place that he just riffed his way to the top, burnt down a building, clearly lied about it, and then just literally attacked a bunch of... He just attacked most of Europe, and then most of Europe was like, we just had a war. We really don't want to fight this guy.
Oh, yeah. Fire in the beer hall? Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. He's a hack, too. It wasn't like his idea to hate the Jews. Christianity had put that in Europe for like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So he just sort of played on... He just played
on what people were already sort of leaning toward.
Yeah, he co-opted the nationalist message and made it work.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's just like, you know, in this country, how like Henry Ford and like Walt Disney, like pretty prominent people from that era, a lot of country clubs said no Jews.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it was anti-Semitism was heavy in those days.
Yeah, it kind of still is.
It? Oh, yeah.
Kanye West, notwithstanding. Okay, so there was one non-Nazi who worked for the Nazis named Dr. Strughold.
Okay.
And he is really, really famous. And this historian that I referenced from Princeton, he was looking into what are called Mars jars. Do you know what Mars jars are?
No.
It's a great name, right?
It sounds like a candy bar.
Yeah.
Or like a moonshine.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, or what you keep moon rocks in, you smoke.
These are all great ideas. Guys, let's start a business. Let's pause the podcast. Let's write some of this down.
So he went to scientists at either Princeton or MIT, and they were working on Mars jars. Now, what it is basically you take a jar. It's probably a little nicer than a mason jar, but you put soil in it, and you replicate the environment of Mars.
Okay.
And then...
Put a Nazi in there?
Yeah, you try. Yeah. But, like, no, you put stuff in there and see what you can grow.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's all this work being done to say, if we ever get to Mars, like, how do we grow crops? Mm-hmm. How do we farm? How do we deal with the soil? And so she was working on that, and he was like, hey, I just discovered where this whole thing came from. And she was like, I thought it came from, they're like, no, it goes back to Dr., right, Strughold, who worked for the Nazis. Now, he was not part of the Nazi party, but under his watch, they did things like put prisoners in spacesuits and then just start backing the pressure down to mimic space until they just, you know, what point?
Is that like when you put a marshmallow inside a vacuum and it gets huge? Does the human body blow up like that? I assume it would, right?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, they did. They put them underwater. And they just ran horrific human experiments.
I mean, I'm almost like, I feel like my phobia of racism is, I just think that's no good. That's just a nation of no good. I don't know what's going on over there, but they're just no good.
I have to think that that's what this guy, Dr. Lewis, when he went over, he's like, they're light years ahead of us.
Yeah, if you're you can get a lot done if you're completely evil.
Yeah,
right. I mean, the pyramid, you can, if you don't care about anybody or human beings whatsoever, you know.
That's why this podcast isn't huge, is because we care. We care too much.
That is why I don't have a career.
We could be Alex Jones.
That's what I say.
Yeah,
if you could be Alex Jones and just, you know, just have Sandy Hook parents call 37 times a day so you can make a living selling shitty vitamins.
You're right. I mean, that is the problem, is that if you have any sense of decency and any commitment to truth and reality, it's really hard to just be a complete
You're not
going to
make
shit.
It.
You're not going to.
That's the, what's that one guy, he's like a short dude, he's on TikTok, he always screams at you, you shouldn't sleep, you should
Ben
just,
Shapiro?
No, Gary V.
Oh, Gary V.
Gary V, that should be his message. He's like, dump all morals, stab your mother, you know what I mean? Like, that's how you get
But Gary V's whole thing is just be nice to people, so he's
he says that, but then he's also like, you shouldn't have fun, wake up at 4 a.m. Just like, resell your clothes, you know, and it's like, maybe some of your life should be enjoyment. I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, Strughold is interesting because his Nazi past was pretty whitewashed out of history. In fact, they had like a an award name for him up until recently.
The guy who invented the V2 rocket.
Yeah.
There's a book I had. It was about Operation Paperclip, but basically the V2 rocket was invented by Jewish slaves that they were forced. And he thought he was a better guy because one time, like, a victim of the Holocaust, like, dropped something in front of him, and he just got mad at him. He didn't request that he was killed.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
Yeah. That's what he thought. He said that he was a moderate person. And he had an award.
They
moved his ass to, like, didn't they move him to a bunch of a town in Alabama? They moved a bunch of Nazis to Alabama and were calling them heroes.
Yeah.
And they're war criminals.
Well, that's what, you know, for those listening, Operation Paperclip, which Strughold and all these NASA aeronautics experts, they all came over to the United States as part of Operation Paperclip, which about 1,500, 1,600 Nazi scientists were offered asylum to come here, bring all their research and all their expertise, and help us with not only a lot of science, but particularly our space program. Yeah.
And Russia got the other half of them. So
they did, right? And that it's
you gotta love that total war. Like, we hate these fuckers. Let's take this.
And that, you know, that gave birth to the Sputnik, you know, rocket launch, which then led to the U.S.-Russia space race, which, you know, culminated in what we now know as NASA and what we have in space. But it really began with Nazis. Mm-hmm. And what's striking about it is there are lots of people, including the historian who's writing this book, that think that Nazi ideals have permeated throughout the NASA agency since its inception.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that's like a crazy idea.
No,
if
I don't think
you got a bunch of Nazis hanging out.
Right.
Like, some of their vibe might catch on.
Right. I mean, like, as recently as several years ago, they saw some celestial body. It's like a mass of like stars or something that are acting weird. But they named it Ultima Thule, which Thule is like a Nazi kind of like paradise, right? The Thule Thule
Society.
Yeah, like that's like a really so like up until very recently they were like, so there was lots of Nazi naming and symbolism throughout NASA. And in fact, this historian says the fact that they only sent white men who were engineers into space was not accidental.
Yeah.
That was absolutely intentional. Like, there were other qualified candidates of other races.
There's a black guy in the 60s that was supposed to be the first guy, and then, like, right before, they're like, you're not going to do it. Sorry.
They had a very, very strong preference for very Aryan-looking astronauts to go to space.
Yeah, you know what sucks about all knowledge is you just can't enjoy stuff anymore.
Right, yeah, you can't.
Like, I can't even enjoy, like, NASA, which of the U.S. government seems the most innocent.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, they're like, we're just trying to see the stars, and it turns out, like, they're all pawns of Hitler who are just trying to, you know, like, recreate the Third Reich.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, God.
I mean, I'm fine if they just do it anywhere but on Earth. Just go, just get out of here. Yeah, go do it somewhere else.
Let's just nuke the moon.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Fucking who cares?
Well, it's hollow and there are people in there.
Well, have some respect for the goddamn moon people.
That's right.
Well, the another person who came over in Operation Paperclip, and this is insane what I'm about to explain, and probably gets to the meat of our conspiracy today.
Okay.
His name was Dr. Von Braun.
Yes.
Right? Yep. Leading figure in the development of rocket technology. He's the one who brought the V2 rocket, and he was the one that basically oversaw the building of that rocket. Mm-hmm. Now, between his 20s and 30s is when he worked for the Nazi government. He comes over as part of Paperclip, but he wrote a book, right, about Mars. It's a technical manual, and it explains everything from life on Mars to habitats on Mars to farming on Mars to the government structure on Mars. He wrote this book in 1956, I think.
And this is nonfiction or fiction?
This is nonfiction, according to him.
Yeah,
I mean, he's writing about a Martian colony, but he's writing about it in very scientific terms. All the stuff about everything they've learned from Strughold about biospheres and creating these artificial environments, down to like how the government's going to be run. Now, this is what's crazy. So he wrote about the Martian government, quote, "The Martian government was directed by 10 men, the leader of whom was elected by universal suffrage for 5 years, and he's called, anyone know?
Klaxon?
The Führer?
Oh, yeah. That fits better.
The Elon.
Oh, no. Oh.
Two houses of parliament enacted the laws to be administered by the Elon and his cabinet. Now, it is incredibly coincidental that in 1956, the most knowledgeable people about building a colony on Mars would name the leader the Elon, when in 2022, Elon Musk is saying we will be on Mars in 2 to 4 years.
Were they remote viewing the future and they just wrote a book about
it? It has to be what it is.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Because Elon has to
know. But you also realize it's like a lot of these people, it's kind of like a small community.
Sure.
Where it's like Elon Musk's family is white people in South Africa, probably the closest to the Nazis.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, like, right. He read that book and he's like, that's a great name.
Name, right.
And then it's also like Elon's the same thing where it's like, listen, if you invent a car that doesn't murder people, then maybe we get to Mars. Like, he's kind of part of the Nazi thing of they have such grand motivation. But there's no follow through. You're like an open micer with 10 minutes who's talking about recording a special.
Yeah.
Like you're going to move to Mars? You couldn't even take over Europe.
Let's start
with Europe and then we'll move to Mars.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but it seems to explain what, like, one thing you said is that Elon Musk is a white guy from South Africa, which that's the closest to a successful Nazi regime that's ever been around in my life.
Oh, apartheid. Yeah,
well, it's not even just, you know, white people. His family owned a fucking, you know, apartheid gem mine.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, so those people, I mean, that right-wing party in South Africa is like a white supremacist party.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And if you look at his history, I don't know that he's outright, like, condone Nazis, but he certainly has.
He's got no problem with
it. He's got no problem.
He's not against.
He's let all of them back on Twitter. Some of the most prominent ones.
That's his biggest issue with the world. He's got 40, the billions of dollars. He just solved world hunger, but he's like, hey, my Nazi homies can't post memes anymore.
Yeah.
That's what he can't sleep at night.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
He literally spent the wealth of most nations so that you could post like a shitty racist meme.
Right. And somehow, like, Maybe the theory is because, you know, like Kanye West had a meltdown recently, and then he got on Twitter, and like Musk was like, I tried to get him talked down, but I had to ban him again. But he said some Nazi stuff, and he got like a 12-hour ban.
That's it.
Which was like, people were like,
what?
But Kanye has sort of said stuff like about Hitler that he was fond of.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe Musk's point is like, we need to condemn Hitler, and that way Nazi ideals in their pure, you know, white light of like we actually had really good ideas about the world. I'm not saying that, by the way.
No.
I'm not saying those were good ideals.
Sure, it's what
I'm saying that I think that what Nazis are driving at now is that our ideas were really good. Preservation of the Aryan race is a good idea, and the only way we're going to do that is by removing ourselves from this planet, which inevitably will be a brown planet.
Yeah.
These are recessive genes we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, like, remove ourselves from this planet, and we'll start this Nazi colony based upon Nazi ideals.
Hmm. Well, I feel like the planet would be pro that.
Yeah, that's great.
If we could vote off Nazis.
That's
if you guys, if we have a program where we take every Nazi and you go to the moon, good luck on the moon. I think maybe that's the way to go. Yeah.
I think it's not a bad idea.
Let's deport Nazis to the moon.
Well, voluntarily. You either get on board.
Well, we'll do it the way the U.S. does it, where, like, when your visa runs out, you have to voluntarily self-deport. I think that's what Nazis... We'll say you have to voluntarily self-deport to the moon.
What do you have to agree to stay? Like, I feel like the not like
you gotta, you know, maybe knock it off.
Nazis.
maybe not hate the Jews.
Maybe not be a racist piece of shit.
Yeah, were Nazis, were they anti-LGBT?
Everything.
I mean, they murdered,
gay people got...
Gay people, disabled people, the Roma, gypsy. I mean, anybody that didn't
fat people?
You know, not the fats. I think they got out, but they weren't pro.
The fats.
They weren't pro fats.
I like that they didn't discriminate in their discrimination.
No, because you see those like, you see everybody. Those old pictures of like Nazi youth sunning in Berlin Beach. Yeah. You know, I don't know if there's a beach in Berlin, but
no.
Probably not. They'd be happier. I think it's just a miserable place.
But you see those pictures and it's all just like very like stereotypical European beauty standards, right? Like
sure.
You don't see a lot of like unkept Nazis. They had a very
I mean, it's a dark eugenics. I mean, again, they murdered deaf people, blind people, people with autism, fucking, you know, anybody that didn't fit their field. So, yeah. I mean, it would be like most of the planet would be murdered according to the
right
ideology.
Yeah. So what we're saying is, if you have that ideology,
you're no good. I think
SpaceX your way out of here.
Get out the fuck out. If Elon Musk wants to move to Mars, and so I'm almost wish what this doctor said was true.
That
there were Nazis on Mars, and they could go have Mars.
Just go have Mars.
Go have your get the fuck out. I'll have Earth. We'll fix the place with the force and the beach.
How many are we gonna lose? How many are we gonna lose?
Probably. You know, I also feel
a billion.
There's not a billion Nazis.
No. You're right. There's not a billion Nazis. But if you said to the world, if you want to leave, we have a fully sustainable colony on Mars. There are only white people allowed, right? Or if you come as a non-white person, you recognize that you are inferior, right? Which you think, well, no one would do that, but yeah, they would. Some people would.
Yeah, I think probably like a million. I think billion. Like a million. You think a billion people?
If you said you can go to Mars, right?
I don't think a billion people would agree to live in a white supremacist utopia on Mars.
Are there not how many white people are there?
Yeah, but there's not. I don't think there's a billion white
people. You might be right about that.
Yeah,
and so of the billion white people, I don't even.
But it won't all just be white people. Like Kanye will go there.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'm Googling how many white people. This is never a good Google search.
No, no, history. We're talking. No,
how
good.
Many white people are there? How many white? Yeah, I don't want the U.S.
I think
you're right.
I'll get a little totalitarian on this. I think if you have certain Google searches, like if you start Googling skull sizes, you click a lever, we send you right to Mars. Like we retool ICE to capture Nazis and send them to Mars.
There you go.
This is Inglorious Bastards 2.
I think this is it. We get descendants of Holocaust survivors to you tackle down someone who's a big Nazi on Reddit. And it's not even a big spaceship. Like, we just hook them to, like, a bunch of rockets from South Carolina.
Right.
And we just send them right to
Mars. It's strikingly reminiscent of what drove the early European settlers out of Europe. We tend to like sort of romanticize the Puritans and the Pilgrim. They were pretty damn awful people.
They're insane. Can you imagine being too religious for medieval Europe?
Yeah.
When your whole life revolves around church, you're like, well, I don't even think you should be allowed to smile. Like, you're insane.
Yeah. I mean, and that's sort of what I'm talking about, where they're like, we want to create a city upon a hill and come here, and no one who doesn't fit in our very narrow dogma of what is right and perfect is allowed to come. And then when we get here, we're just going to fanatically kill off anyone that's remotely sinful. Like, that to me seems like, if you say, hey, we're going to found a colony on Mars, and these are the people that are allowed to come, right? That to me is a reasonable outcome of this whole conspiracy. Like, sure.
Best case scenario, if we could get these people off of the Earth, I'd be pro that.
Yeah, because, I mean,
they're no good.
It's
also like, it's an old bit. You gonna drop the bit? How long are you gonna keep doing this, supremacy bit? It's hack.
Yeah, you gotta
get a new idea.
Yeah.
Come on, you think the master race can't dance and get out in the sun? Get the fuck out of here.
But the point is that, you know, Hitler tried to start this. He got his ass handed to him.
Killed himself right next to his weird ex-wife. If
he did. Some people think he did not, but yeah, he had a lot of body doubles, I will say.
Huh?
He had a lot of body doubles.
You just gotta buy a bunch of fake mustaches.
Listen, if you didn't kill yourself, then you spent the rest of your days hiding out somewhere in
Antarctica or South America, perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, they did found a pretty successful Nazi colony in Brazil.
Was it Argentina? Argentina.
Argentina and Brazil. They got a big... Which, coincidentally, there's a lot of Jewish people in Argentina.
There are,
yeah. There are, yeah.
But it's like, they got... Well, you know, it's also like a lot of... there's a lot of affinity Latin Americans to white supremacists, because you got a lot of that sort of Spanish colonization racist mindset.
Okay.
So somebody that you could easily find a home there. You know what I mean? Right. Like Bolsonaro,
that's what I'm saying.
Like the former right-wing president of Brazil, right. That guy's basically, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like, he wouldn't be against any of that.
And I guess that's my point, is that I could see somebody from any sort of cult-like fanatic standpoint, the Branch Davidians, like,
sure,
you give us Mars, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they want.
Right, they want...
Any fanatic doesn't want to tolerate anyone who's not about it.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you have a colony up in Mars where everybody's like, this is great, we all believe the same thing here. Like, it probably works in a way where it's like, I will never go on a cruise because the people on cruises, I'm like, you're insane, right? Like,
probably the opposite of any superior. Like, probably the most inferior people of every race.
Yeah, it is. It is like, I want to go. Like diarrhea.
Put the Nazis on the moon, nuke cruises. I think that's a 1-2 step.
Why not just give Nazis cruises?
And then
set them out to sea.
I want to co-opt. I want to culturally appropriate genocide from the Nazis.
Oh, you do?
I fuck punch Nazis. Let's get them to go to the moon and just nuke them. We got all these nukes sitting around.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing it. They're annoying. I got to hear from some, like, 5'6" translucent loser that he's better than everybody else. I'm sorry. You suck. Eat a fucking burrito. Just stop it. Your food's miserable, and so are you.
Well, let's get back and just sort of tie a bow on this conspiracy, because the people that believe, like at first glance, this woman you hear, like, those guys are playing that clip on their YouTube site because they think she sounds insane. Did you hear there were Nazis on the moon? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Right? And that sounds insane, that there's a secret space program that somehow allowed Nazis to colonize Mars, like, in the 1940s or 50s. Mm-hmm. But then, you look at the real history of it, and you're like, well, in the 50s, America welcomed with open arms 1,600 Nazi scientists, the bulk of which were there to help our space program. And ever since then, space has been somewhat of a Nazi goal. Like, the goals of Nazis have been embedded into our space program. Mm-hmm. And then when, like, this idea that, like, somehow the Elon becomes the ruler, it's just, to me, that's just too coincidental.
Yeah, that's wild.
That Elon Musk is probably going to be the first person on the moon. And look,
I don't think there's a connect. I just feel like whoever Elon's family is, they read that book.
That means it's not a coincidence.
Sure, I just think it's a small community of, like, super rich white supremacists. Like, they all hang out.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, it's a tight-knit group.
And what's funny, too, is that I saw, I don't know if it was a thread on Reddit or Twitter, but it was somebody basically saying, like, if Elon Musk could run for president, would you vote for him?
No.
No way.
Overwhelmingly, yes.
Really?
Who said that?
Oh, well, all the people that worship Elon Musk. All the
bots. He's like a shitty person just to work for. Yeah. Well, like, in fact, he's like an idiot.
Look.
He also, every project that he's had isn't going that well.
Well, no. but you fail to understand what appeals to people that would vote for him. It's exactly the same thing as former President Trump, which is, one, you're rich, which being rich, he inherited money. I know that it's like Trump, where, like, if he had just done nothing with his money, he'd be richer than he is today. I understand all that. But people that worship that's always what they say. It's like, well, he's wealthy. And wealth sort of absolves a multitude of sins. Sure. And there's this attitude that, like, unless you're as wealthy as he is, you don't have the grounds to judge him for what he does or doesn't do. Mm. And two, he's not afraid to speak his mind, which, by the way, is completely related. If you're worth $75 billion,
you're not even afraid of death.
Yeah, that's you're not
these
nothing.
People are trying to...
Yeah.
Well, in a country that worship money, it makes sense that a super wealthy person, that's, like, basically a god status.
Yeah, there are people that would say, I vote for the richest person.
Yeah.
Like there were people that criticized Bernie Sanders because of how recently he had had credit card debt.
Well, because if the best thing you can be is rich, then any sort of financial instability is like, oh, he's stupid.
He's stupid.
That should be the goal, because that's what breeds in our country, is like, we're all just in a race against each other to become like the Great Gatsby, and whoever you have to push and stab down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We should make things better for poor people. You should just fuck over other poor people until you're rich at that party too.
Right.
That's what they think.
Yes.
And it's a stupid illusion, because there's just, there's quite literally is, you're not all going to make it. Like, I heard someone on a podcast recently say, it's like America is like a country of suckers that wants to all be scammers.
Oh,
I think that's true. I think a lot of people wish they were Alex Jones selling vitamins.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, how can I think of that scam?
Was it Jordan? Was it Jordan that said it last episode? He was like, America is the only country where no one's poor. They just think they're one day away from being rich.
Well, that's a quote from The Grapes of Wrath, right? He said it's temporarily embarrassed billionaire. I mean, that's like it's like our religion.
I thought it was a Jordan
quote. Oh, it is. It for sure.
It's our religion. Our religion is that one day, I mean, we're recording this pie. I'm sure each one of us thinks in some level, like, the comedy career is going to work. We're all in the beginning part of our story.
Right.
Our nirvana, the American nirvana, is making a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, I mean,
that's our goal. That's our Nazi paradise.
Sure.
Is being rich as shit.
Yeah. And I think that is not unrelated to why a lot of people would take the opportunity to go to Mars, right? Because it's like,
but you'd have to be both of those things. Because I think there's a lot of people who worship wealth who aren't Nazis,
right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, you know, when we say the word Nazi, I think most of us think of like someone who's dark. Like there's like almost a secretiveness to it. Like you kind of like you throw your hand signals. You throw an okay symbol and somebody throws it back, and you kind of.
I always put my finger through and break it.
I'm not talking about those whatever those numbers are. 100% are going.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about like people like Henry Ford who weren't like an avowed Nazi.
He's pretty close.
But he shared a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but he's like there.
He's the. Sort of,
But I feel like those people are like, you know, we went out in Raleigh today. We just had a giant collective barbecue and talked a lot. I feel like the percentage of people that literally are like, I agree with white supremacy, like downright.
Oh,
like
right, Henry sure. Ford,
I think that's, I'd like to believe that's kind of a small number.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Some people might have some subconscious.
I think most of the people who voted for Trump, which are, by the way, mostly white, like that's like 35 million people. I think they would probably be on board.
But I think of the 35 billion, I think half of them lie to themselves that they're not racist, and then the other half say that they are because they think that's correct.
Right.
There's a lot of people who would like Trump and be and they say racist shit, but they have like a, no, I'm not a bad person. No, I'm not that, like, they reframe it. They would be like, of course I hate Hitler. But, and then they'd say some other
right, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, but I have to say too that I think that a lot of people voted for Trump because of the abortion issue. You have to think about those people.
Yeah,
those people,
those are also evangelical Christians.
Yeah, but I think you'd be,
who are also pretty racist.
Yeah,
I think you'd be surprised how many of them went.
I know, like, but also I know plenty of family members that are abortion issue people, and they will probably vote for pro or anti-abortion all the time, no matter who it is, but not be racist.
Right, but they did this thing once where they took the Declaration of Independence and they like just modernized the language so it didn't sound like 1776.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they took it around the street and they were like, "Hey, would you sign this?" And overwhelming people were like, "No, that's not, I don't believe that." Like basically like, "Yeah, if the government isn't working, it's our right to destroy it." And people were like, "No, that's bad. That's communism." And I think if you took the Nazi platform and just slightly reworded it, like the preservation of if white people become a minority, we need to protect them.
I mean, that's like, pretty much what Trump was running on.
Right. Yeah.
Because at the time, I mean, Obama deported a fuck ton of people. He had a pretty fierce immigration policy, probably the fiercest of any president. So at the time, the crossings were at a record low, so a lot of his grievance was just in pure racism.
Yeah.
It was just, I noticed that there's more brown people around me. I noticed that, like, it's just pure, like, lizard brain racism. It wasn't based in any fact. It wasn't based in any, the crime and all that shit. Native-born Americans commit more crime, statistically, than undocumented.
Yeah, there's that theory, what's it called, that, like, that... It's basically like the
Replacement theory?
The placement theory, yeah.
Which, again, it's just old ideas. Like, these people think, like, the racist conspiracy theory is that the Jews are trying to replace, you know, white people with people of color to, I don't, you know, that's their theory. But it's just like, yeah, it's just times are changing.
Even if you just come at it from, like, a scientific genetic standpoint, you're just like, you kind of want a robust gene pool, guys. Like, that's just kind of...
Oh, you've seen what happened to dogs.
Also, like, what is white? That's always a thing that's changing. That's not even a real... You're trying to protect a thing that's not even a real thing. Like, in the 50s, Italian people and Jews were...
Not like, white.
Exotic, which is sad. That's the sad world to live in. Yeah. Where that's exotic. Is you know, people think bagels are like, whoa, get out of here. So it's like that that Irish people at one point were like, you're in the no pool. So your idea of protecting a thing that is an ever changing cultural thing that isn't even real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and maybe in a couple years, like, white is just, you know, you might be a multiracial person from the United States.
Unless, though, you buy into some sort of fantastical, mythological idea that there was a race of people that appeared out of nowhere with advanced knowledge and technology called the Aryans, who eventually settled in Aryan land, a.k.a. Ireland, with blonde hair and blue eyes and these unique genetic traits that offered incredible intelligence and superiority. I'm not advocating this.
So why do you get skin cancer if you play golf?
Well,
why are you getting defeated by the sun?
Well, because
you're getting your ass handed to you by the source.
Well, because
of life.
you migrated to an area where there was very little sun.
Sure.
In Ireland, we're like, it's, what, six Sundays a year? Maybe?
I think that's the problem. I think Germany is just such a miserable place. You need to go down to fucking Puerto Rico. Have some fun. Go on
get
the beach.
Pina colada.
Have a couple cocktails and drop this whole racism bit. I get it. If I ate just shitty sauerkraut and there's no sun and you're mad.
What about the Netherlands, though, and Fenway and Norway?
They seem chill.
Did you say Fenway?
Like they're having a good time.
Fenway?
Yeah, Fenway. You said Fenway Park. Yeah. What about go to Fenway Park? Have a hot dog. Call it
the Green Monster.
I think they're in a perfect sweet spot of misery. Like, I think the Netherlands, it's so miserable. They're like, we have to band together and create a society. But they're in the perfect, there's just enough misery where they're like, no, we have to murder people to create a perfect rocket to get out of here.
Yeah. You know? You
need to go,
Yeah, that's right. This is what miserable white people want.
This is what, No one is, the Irish are having fun. They're having beer. Italians got wine going on. You know what I mean?
Just
have fun.
Yeah.
Stop it.
We're here for fun.
Go to Oktoberfest. Lean into that part of German culture.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you guys did right.
Well, I think, and I'm sort of moving towards final thoughts here.
Okay.
When I think about my final thought is that I don't necessarily buy into the idea that, you know, that somehow the Nazis found a UFO and reverse engineered it and were able to get off planet and colonize Mars. Just because, like, you can't, like, you need like a couple tractor trailers to start a you know what I mean? At least you can't just go up there with one UFO and just colonize. Unless it was already settled.
Well, it may have been.
Unless they got there and they're like, oh, it's already built.
It's already underground.
Sure.
Then you could do it.
Yeah.
But if it was to build a colony from scratch, now it does make sense to me that since the 1950s, and we know this for a fact, that Nazis have been planning on colonizing Mars and just studying how do we move to Mars.
I think it's a good source. The conspiracy didn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
There's factual information.
That's how they all work.
There's always a source of truth, and the dark source of truth is like, the NASA had a shitload of Nazis.
And that's a really good point, because I think where we arrive at oftentimes in this pod is that the immediate dismissal of the idea that there are Nazis on Mars, like in that humorous way in the clip that's like, aren't these people crazy? That is almost as if to cover up the really sordid history, or at least distance oneself from it.
Sure.
Because it's a much more difficult proposition for most Americans to say.
It's tough.
Like, like the space program is rooted to some degree in the notion of white supremacy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Like, well, all of America, honestly.
Yeah, and we're that's like, well, yeah, yeah, the whole... Well, One could argue the entire thing.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. No one wants to be like, oh, I'm the villain?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I just inherited an empire of blood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm walking around streets that were paved in blood.
Yes, that's right. So that to me is like what I think is most interesting about it is we oftentimes take something that is uncomfortable and difficult history and we create it. We almost birth a conspiracy theory out of it that's ridiculous to almost shield us from having to deal with the real reality.
I think that's a really great point because every conspiracy points to like a weird thing.
Yeah.
That is true that like is not talked about.
It's uncomfortable.
Like, you know, we'll talk about, you know, the 9/11 thing. Like Tower 7 did collapse. Like that's weird.
That's weird.
I do want some questions about that. Like there's, immediately after 9/11, they did pass the Patriot Act, which pretty much said the government at any time
can just throw,
under that provision, if they just are like, hey, Justin and Kenyon are terrorists, we can run Guantanamo Bay for the rest of our life. That's bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't think that's good.
Yeah.
And it's like, those are real sketchy things that deserve a conversation, and the fact that they're never talked about could lead people into being like, there's Nazis on the moon, the fucking thing on the dollar bills, looking into my soul. Like, you know, if you never talk about shit, it just gets weirder.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get I don't do therapy. That way I just think weird all the time. Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah,
so I don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Let it fester.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's working out.
Come on, be a fucking man.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it turn into a weird thing and take out it. Create some generational trauma. Leave something behind for your kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My final thoughts, I think it's a wild but great. The reason I know it's not true is because if it was true, they'd never shut up the fuck up.
Right, yeah.
These people want an achievement. So bad.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
fucked up World War II. Got your ass handed to you. Exploded all over
what
the
if,
place.
What if...
So it's like, if you were on Mars, that's all they would talk about all day. Well, they couldn't even handle managing Twitter. You can't handle Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, what if the space program, which Elon Musk oversees, is not about... what if the Mars colony exists in an elite group of people?
They'd be there.
Well, but here's my point is that it's about transport. It's not about... building it. It's built. It's just we need a way to effectively move people there. And that's all that Elon Musk is working towards. Mm-hmm. Is like, because look,
they're in a race against time because soon all white people are going to be dead from fentanyl. So they're trying to outrace. It's two destinations. It's Mars or OxyContin. So they got you're really fighting the two sides of the white community there.
No, probably no drugs on Mars, huh?
No, there's drugs on Mars.
There will be.
Really good ones? Like when I say good, I mean like...
Elon and all those people, they're doing drugs all the time.
Oh, I know Elon does drugs. I've read his emails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Even Trump, like the famously sober guy. I mean, that guy's...
Oh, he's...
Fuck.
Oh, he was coked out of that one day.
He's high as fuck.
Yeah, what is it? It's not Adderall. He takes some, like,
No, he takes,
speed.
Like, pseudo-cedrin. It's
pseudo-ephedrine?
That's just... If you have enough money or power...
You can do whatever you want.
Your doctor, you're just like, I need something to do this. And he's like,
gotcha. That's the plug, is the pharmacist now.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can... Whatever. You can buy... You can change this man's... family line's life.
Yeah. If we all had good enough health care, that's the problem.
We could all get high in an appropriate way if we had better health care.
I almost went to the IV place the other day just for a pick-me-up.
Which one was?
There's a place where they just hook you up to an IV and pump you full of vitamins.
Oh,
that's like a thing they do. I was like, man,
but isn't that like expensive as hell? It's like $150.
Probably, but man, that sounds good. Feel better,
yeah. Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, because some days... I'm 46 years old and I drink too much. Some days I'd want an IV.
Yeah, you
want
to kill yourself.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm like, but this IV will change that.
Yeah. Well, Shane, you got a final thought on this?
My final thought. I would love if, you know, some of these stories were true, but I think the way Kenyon said it is perfect. It's like it just gets weird when we don't want to face the truth or we don't want to, like, really take the time to look at our sad and traumatic past, you know?
Yeah.
So, unfortunately. But you know what? I think... based on a lot of the remote viewing stuff we've talked about before, something has happened on Mars. I don't know if it's the Nazis or not, but...
Something's there. I think I buy that. I don't think it's just an empty shell of a planet.
I've heard much of the Mars conspiracy theories, so I can't weigh in on that, but sounds interesting.
There's a lot to suggest that there's either a subterranean or the remnants of, like... terrestrial life.
Yeah, they think that possibly we are here because a disaster on Mars.
On Mars happened.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
like I want to believe in that.
Yeah,
like aliens are cool. Like if they're not trying to kill us, I think that's a fun.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe Martians are just Nazis, and they came here first, they're trying to go back home.
Like, we do well in that environment.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be a cold, miserable, cold planet. Yeah. Seems that's where Germany
God, the yeah. sports are going to be
from.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well, everything's going to suck.
They'll create an atmosphere. It'll be fine. They'll terraform the whole thing.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, like
yeah, an old. I can't think of a place I'd want to live less.
That's like being like you know, like
I hate Cary, North Carolina, for that same reason. It's like God,
this place.
It's fucking. It's a giant Dave Matthews concert. Can't hang out here.
Well, it's that, and then it's that, and the Indian population. It's a weird dichotomy.
Yeah.
Cary.
Yeah. Well, what's your final thought on this, man?
Yeah, like I said, I think that they just, if it was true, they would never shut the fuck up about
yeah.
it. And all these people, right. would, they would self-deport there in an instant. They wouldn't spend all this time screaming about how we need to build a wall or, you know, fund the police more. They would be there.
Yeah.
They'd be there. And they'd be on TV screaming about how good it is there. And they'd be trying to sell you a condo there. If they had another way to shuck and scheme, they'd do it.
That's what we need. We need people that really believe it that much to where it's getting everybody on board. Because if they're focused on getting the space, then we can actually live our lives.
Because if it was there, we'd all. First off, that lady who said that, she'd be trying to move there.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
sure.
They'd all be there.
If you could see her, that woman, she's like blonde hair, blue eyes. She
that's
is
also like, another thing. It's like the purveyors of white supremacy hate probably most of their movement.
Yeah,
because they don't really. You wouldn't look at that and be like, "That's a superior product."
No, right.
I mean,
no.
They're all fat, miserable, ridden people.
I think
you know.
But see, this is where I get is that I'm on board with all this, except like I had to wrestle through the seductive power of Trump's movement in my own family.
Mm. Oh, where, like, your family was very Trumpy.
Parts of it were, and what I'm saying is that like. My father is probably too old to like pick up and leave and go to Mars because they're you know, they're creating a perfect world there. That's
yeah. They don't have the Panthers,
right?
Well, you know. Mm-hmm. he would. What I'm saying is he's evangelical Christian side of the like mm. the, mm. But he could be seduced by this. My stepfather, who's dead now, but he would have been. And he wasn't a Nazi, but he would have been seduced by this idea.
Mm. I mean, these things work for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, fascism works for it. Anytime you're basically going towards some sort of tribalism, us towards them, a thing, that works for a reason. So
it
like,
provides stability in a chaotic world.
That's why I think we have all these. We got a chaotic world. Shit's getting weird. So everybody wants a daddy. Everybody wants Trump's a big daddy. Who's like, we're going to build a wall. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's all just going back to you're just base human. Like, I'm scared of people who are not like me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I man, this has been a very, very good conversation.
Sure.
You're a great guest. We're
Thanks.
So glad to have you. Can't wait to have you back.
Yeah.
In the meantime, where can all of our listeners find you, follow you, see a show, or whatever?
Yeah, so check me out at Kenyon Comedy, TikTok, Instagram. I post clips. I got podcast shows. Check out my podcast, Fuck You, Dad. We post a lot of, like, funny dad stories. We've had Dan Soder on, Norman, Nick Mullen, and we are available anywhere you have podcasts. We have a Patreon. We got a bonus app. You can buy merch. So, yeah, just check me out there.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. It's been great to have you.
No, bro.
Yeah, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin.
I'm Shane, and this was
Kenyon Adams.
Hell yeah.
Peace. Okay.